people joining on Zoom for a minute, so I'm going to pause briefly here. Try to catch them so that we don't have to keep admitting latecomers. If the party's representatives could unmute themselves, please, that would be great. Kind of a rehash from this morning, although this is a little bit different. We have a different hex number. Hearing examiner, this is hearing, assigned hearing examiner, case number HEX 2025-069. It is a street vacation petition that Real Property Services Division of City of Tacoma Public Works took in under SV for street vacation 124.1459. Petitioner is again the Board of Regents of the University of Washington, same as this morning, but for a slightly different vacation area this time around. It's for a portion of South 19th Street. As legally described in the city's proposed exhibit C-1, which is their preliminary report, spot with the Office of the Hearing Examiner, I presume last week. We don't have a received stamp on it for some reason. So, are the parties ready to proceed? City?
I am ready, Mr. Examiner.
Let's get those responses out of the light.
Mr. Examiner, I'm ready.
Not been able to get audio from the room. You all can hear me, right? Raise your hand if you can hear me.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me now, Mr. Examiner?
Okay, well, this is lovely. I'm not getting any audio in this room. I thought it was just the room, but now. I'll pause the recording for just a second.
Recording stopped.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that similar to this morning, you're the only one who's going to say anything unless there's rebuttal or I decide to pick on some of the other city staff folks that are here for whatever reason.
So that's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
All right. And is the petition primary representative going to be you, Ms. James?
Yes, sir.
So, as I explained this morning already, in street vacation hearings, I act as the City Council's hearing officer to take the testimony and the evidence and write up findings of fact, conclusions of law, and a recommendation based on how the evidence aligns with the criteria for approving street vacation. But street vacations in the state of Washington are legislative acts, and so the council is the one that ultimately makes a decision on all things street vacation, including such things like the request for waiver and the actual determination of whether the right-of-way should be vacated or not. As I also explained this morning, right-of-way is essentially an easement held in trust from the public by the local jurisdiction, in this case, City of Tacoma, for public traversal and attendant uses. And so we usually address whether there's an ongoing need for public traversal of the petition for vacation area, as well as what happens to any of those attendant uses that need to be looked at. So, just as we did this morning. City goes first. In this segment of today's fund, the city submitted exhibits of the mark C for city, C1 through C18 again, just like this morning. And I presume that the University of Washington was provided a copy of those by the city, is that correct?
That is correct.
And does the petitioner, University of Washington, have any objections to the city of C1 through C18 being admitted made part of the record?
We do not.
All right, so those are in, and those can be referred to by anyone and everyone. If you want to look on the screen, I'll put them up on the screen. And think prior to this morning, we didn't have any exhibits for this one either from the University of Washington, but we did after we took care of, we did have them come in after we realized this morning we didn't get anything last week. And so I have now what has been marked P for petitioner 1 through 7.
That is correct.
And I'm hoping that a copy of those is provided to the city for property services.
They have been, Mr. Examiner.
Even though I didn't get them until this morning. Mr. Stevens, do you have any objection to P1s or P7 coming in and being made part of the record?
No objection.
We might disagree with some of the information that's in there, and I guess we'll find that out. Just for completeness of record, evidentiary standpoint, no objections.
Right? No objection, Mr. Examiner.
Okay. All right, so petitioners P1s and P7 will be admitted in your part of the record. Are there any other questions or procedural matters that we need to get out of the way before we move into presentations, such as they may end up being?
No, Mr. Examiner.
Nothing from the petitioner either?
No.
All right, so I'm looking at our empty council chambers because we have cameras there. And I am also looking at our Zoom participants list. We have fewer people than this morning. And the ones that we do have back are all folks from this morning, minus the TNT recorder. So it looks to me that everyone is aligned with one side or the other, either the city or the petitioner, and we don't have members of the public here who are looking to testify on the proposed vacation. If that is incorrect, and any of you on Zoom are in fact intending to testify as part of the public testimony portion, not affiliated with either party, please feel free to unmute yourself, turn on your camera, and tell me I'm wrong. All right, going, gone. Since we don't have members of the public, Mr. Stevens, you kind of know the drill on that. If it's in the record, admitted through, you know, C1s or C18 or P1s or P7 at this point, it doesn't need to be verbally read back in. Somehow, to be part of the record, doesn't gain any greater weight or credence by doing that. So, if we're not informing the public or informing each other somehow, it's already in the record. And I've already looked over the city stuff. I will confess, having discussed it this morning, I have not looked over everything that the petitioner has submitted yet, but I will. I diligently, faithfully, whatever, on the way to making the recommendation to the city council for this. So, all that said, Mr. Stevens, if you would raise your right hand on the screen, please. You swear in front of the testimony you're about to give. As part of this hearing, today will be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth out of family perjury.
I do.
All right. What do you have for me that I don't already?
I have a nice little statement I'm going to read to you.
All right.
Mr. Examiner, the city is prepared to make an oral presentation for the record, which will restate information contained in this previously submitted preliminary report and supporting exhibits. Except for one correction, which I would like to speak to in Exhibit C1, we have no additional facts or information to present today, and the only persons in attendance are the parties of the matter. The petitioner was served a copy of the preliminary report and exhibits via email on July 3rd, 2025, and the city will forego making a presentation today. I am happy to answer any questions you may have.
All right, first question is, the correction is essentially the same as what we talked about this morning in terms of the public benefit aspect of the city's evaluation criteria?
It is, and I just would, if the examiner will humor me, I just would like to read that sentence.
Go ahead.
The vacation is a public benefit because it facilitates the growth and development of the UWT campus, a public educational institution, and reduces city maintenance costs.
Would you like to submit a corrected or out of page for that?
I would love to do that. I'd be happy to.
That would make me happy to. I like for the written report to ultimately be correct with what we ended. After the hearing's over.
Perfect. I'd be happy to.
That would be great. anything else to add, Mr. Stevens?
Not at this time, Mr. Examiner.
And I am presuming, but you can tell me different, whether UWT has questions for this witness in the cross-examination slot. No, normally cross-examination is limited to what, you know, someone just testified to, and lawyers can get tricky, and I've done it before. I have limited my direct examination of the witness before intentionally trying to tie the other party's hands on cross, but I'm usually not that fussy about things in these less formal hearings. But so I will ask, any questions of Mr. Stevens from the UW side?
No, sir.
Okay, so do we have witnesses from the petitioner side that wish to testify?
We do.
And are you going first, Ms. James?
Yes, sir.
If you raise your hand, please. You swear in front of the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth, under penalty of perjury.
I do.
Go ahead. And this time, if you're wanting to refer to exhibits, I can put them on the screen for everybody this time. So
okay. Perfect. And we will be referring to the two exhibits. Good afternoon, Mr. Examiner. Again, my name is Sylvia James. I serve as the Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration at the University of Washington, Tacoma. I'm joined today again by my colleague, Joe Lawless, who's our Chief Strategy Officer. And together, we're here on behalf of the University and the Board of Regents to present our petition to vacate a portion of South 19th Street, specifically the portion between Market Street and Jefferson Avenue, which does lie wholly within the UW-Tacoma campus. This petition is motivated by a clear and sustained concern for public safety, as well as a broader institutional commitment to community-serving development, walkability, and accessible public space. The street segment in question is atypical in its configuration and function. It runs downhill into the heart of a dense pedestrian zone atop our grand staircase, a symbolic and functional center of campus life. Despite mitigation measures, including the installation of reinforced bollards in 2015, which is an exhibit P3, this segment of roadway has been the site of multiple vehicular accidents, including a Pierce Transit bus overturn in 2010, which is included in exhibit P1. You see, we are screen sharing.
You started referencing, so I figured
yeah.
I might as well throw them over.
Thank you. Yep, including the Pierce Transit bus overturn in 2010, which you see here is exhibit P1. Moving on to exhibit P2, which was an RV fatality in 2014. And then moving on to exhibits P4 and P5, which were two SUV crashes, with the most recent one occurring just in May of this year. These incidents reflect a persistent hazard to pedestrians, cyclists, and vehicle operators, and highlight the unsuitability of this infrastructure in its current context. The geometric design, steep grade, and direct alignment with the pedestrian plaza render the street a safety liability that cannot be adequately addressed through barriers or signage alone, which, again, were in exhibit P3 that we installed in 2015. Beyond eliminating a known risk, the vacation of South 19th Street will facilitate the expansion of the cross-campus pedestrian circulation, reduce conflicts at adjacent intersections, and support the transformation of the area into a multifunctional, publicly accessible green space. These outcomes provide a clear and lasting public benefit, not only for our campus, but for the surrounding community as well. To evaluate potential transportation and circulation impacts, UW-Tacoma commissioned a traffic impact analysis prepared by Baron Pierce, and those findings confirm that the proposed vacation will not degrade the level of service at any of the 7 studied intersections. The north-south and east-west connectivity will remain intact through Jefferson Avenue, Market Street, South 17th, and South 21st Streets. Transit service is unaffected as no Pierce Transit routes operate on the affected segment, and emergency access will be maintained through site planning. The study also confirms minimal impacts to on-street parking. 7 spaces will be removed, resulting in a net reduction of 5, as some offset will occur on Jefferson Avenue itself. These spaces are currently underutilized due to the steep grade and visibility issues, and the removal is not expected to adversely affect overall parking availability. And at this time, I would like to invite my colleague, Joe Lawless, to speak to the broader planning and policy alignment of the vacation request and the university's formal request for a fee waiver.
All right, before we do that, let me check to see if Mr. Stevens has any cross-examination questions for you.
Thank you for asking, Mr. Examiner. I will hold my statement or my response until after Joe speaks.
Which is good, just this is time for questions only, so.
Okay, perfect.
All right, yeah. Well, you know, if it was last year instead of this year, I would say the removal of those parking spaces along 19th there would affect somebody, because as I mentioned this morning, I used to park on that steep segment right there in front of the old Swiss, wait for my daughter to come up the stairs and pick her up after class, but she's graduated now, so, you know, I assume nobody else does that except me. They'll just be out of luck, I guess, maybe, I don't know. So I do have just a couple of quick questions. Let's see, I should maybe share screen again. You testified that vacation area is fully within the UW-Tacoma campus.
Correct.
Does that mean that UWT is the only property owner adjacent to that area of 19?
That is correct.
So UWT owns the old Swiss building?
We do.
Okay. All right. And I guess there's kind of a segment the top of the whole vacation area is bordered by Market Street, which
we also own all the adjacent properties there across the street and Market as well.
Yeah. This makes it interesting when you're getting into it. Well, maybe you don't need to know this. Interior right away that goes through my mind, but this is germane to the issues today. I put Exhibit P3 back up here. This kind of goes back to this morning, maybe a little bit. You can see my cursor here floating around?
Yes, sir.
So, right here with this cursor going north, if my cursor's traveling north along here, that's the segment of C Street that we petitioned for this morning, right?
Correct.
And there was language in the reservations or conditions of approval there about a turnaround for solid waste, and solid waste still being able to access through C Street here. Would that turnaround then be somewhere down here in this kind of no man's land area here that's sort of C Street, but kind of a westerly growing tuber off of Jefferson somewhat as well? Or where is that turnaround area going to be, or has that not been settled with the city yet? Mm-hmm.
The turnaround would be closer to Port 17, which is that building to the left, which is our existing residence hall.
Over here.
Mm-hmm, where we would still have cars coming in and out where the garage is and all of the dumpsters.
Okay, so maybe that it would be something that we would be like, put it on the side over here next to the building? Because there's not just the width of Court C right now wouldn't be the turnaround in itself, right?
Correct.
There'd be some sort of a hammerhead kind of thing put in?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I think that takes care of my questions then. So we're moving on to Mr. Lawless. Yes? No?
Yes.
I suppose I should give Ms. James the opportunity. She needed to do a little clarification based on anything I asked.
No, sir.
No? All right. So, Mr. Lawless, if you'd raise your hand on the screen, please. You swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, under penalty of perjury.
You do.
Go ahead.
All right. The proposed vacation of South 19th Street is not incidental. It's planned and intentional element of the university's long-range vision for campus and its relationship within downtown Tacoma. This segment is identified in both the 2008 UW-Tacoma campus master plan and the newly updated 2025 version of that, which is in Exhibit P6, is a future extension of the campus's central pedestrian circulation spine. Vacating the street enables the campus to expand westward in a way that is pedestrian-oriented, accessible, and aligned with smart urban design principles. In practical terms, the vacation supports the creation of a new student housing and dining facilities, and anchors what will become the largest green space in downtown Tacoma, a publicly accessible amenity serving students, residents, downtown workers, and visitors alike. The proposed open space will offer recreational, environmental, and health benefits, and is consistent with long-standing city goals for a more walkable and livable downtown core. Given these substantial and demonstrable public benefits, the university respectfully requests a waiver. The standard compensation fee, pursuant to the city code, the basis for this request includes the removal of well-documented life safety issues, the creation of civic-oriented open space and inclusive public areas, and the advancement of joint city-university goals as articulated and adopted in campus planning documents. So we believe that this project exemplifies the kind of institutional public collaboration that this code was designed to support. Thank you.
Mr. Stevens, cross-examination questions for Mr. Robbins.
I don't have any questions at this time, Mr. Examiner.
All right, I do. So, got P6 up on the screen. You can see my cursor again, correct, Mr. Lalas?
Yes.
And we're oriented with north to the right and west at the top here.
Yes.
So over on the left-hand representation, purple oval is encompassing the vacation area, which is the street right now.
Right.
We come over here and making sure I got this right, it is the university's intention, if that vacation were granted, to close the street to any kind of public traversal and turn it into green space and tack it on to the property that's already kind of green, I guess, and not being used for buildings or other things like that, to the north of the vacation area, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and you said civic-oriented green space, I think is how you put it. Does that mean this green space is going to be open to whoever, or just students of the campus?
Yes, as part of it, so when we just redid our campus master plan, one of the kind of principles of that was creating a campus heart. And we referred to it as kind of the commons, the campus commons, and you know, many universities have those. So that area that you've highlighted, that green area, we envision as green space that is accessible for the downtown community, which has an increasing number of residents living downtown.
So there wouldn't be any attempt to make it exclusive for students and excluders.
Yeah,
I suppose people could get themselves excluded by how they conduct themselves. Well,
they could. But no, our intention with the entire campus is that the campus is a community engaged. Actually, in this planning process, we've spent a lot of time thinking about our edges and how it actually invites people into the campus.
Okay, I think that's all I have. So, it's on the screen share. Normally, this would take us to our public testimony time slot, but we don't have anybody here for that. So, like I mentioned this morning, normally when we move on to rebuttal, the city and the petitioner use that as time mostly to address questions that come up from the public. We don't have those. Does the city have any rebuttal to what UW has just presented as its case in chief?
Mr. Examiner, the city does have the photo.
Okay. From?
From myself, and I will be calling out Brendan Kidd as well.
All right, you're still under oath, so if you want to go ahead and go first, hit me.
Okay, perfect. Mr. Examiner, the city certainly supports UW's partnership that they have with the city, but we cannot support the waiver of the fair market value payment that is otherwise required by law based on the reasoning provided by the UW team. The staff recognized that closing off 19th Street would contribute to UW's 2025 master plan to support UW's community. However, there is no future guarantee that the proposed green common space would remain green space and open to the general public once the right-of-way has been converted to private property. Additionally, the area does not contribute to the city's parking system in revenues, and through management of inventory for the areas that serve beyond UWT. As shown, the estimate, we haven't really discussed it here this afternoon, but the fair market value is a significant amount of money that would otherwise serve to benefit the taxpayers of Tacoma and is in line with what other community partners such as nonprofits, medical, and educational institutions have had to pay in similar vacation requests. And at this time, I would like to call on Brendan Kidd to speak to UW's memo or letter on the crashes and near misses on South 19th Street. Brendan?
After being sworn, hang on. You swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth, and the penalty of perjury.
I do.
Go ahead.
Mr. Examiner and everybody else, thanks again for having me able to speak to this. Again, for the record, Brendan Kidd, Public Works Department, Transportation Division, Assistant Division Manager, and also Interim City Traffic Engineer. The City's Transportation Division also does not support the waiver of fair market value payment that is otherwise required by law based on the reasoning that has been provided by the petitioner. In fact, city staff take issue with the assertion that South 19th Street is a known life and safety issue due to the reported collisions that have occurred and the fatality that was part of the last 11 years of collision history. To agree with the petitioner's argument that it is a known life and safety issue would be to agree that any city street on which collisions have occurred are considered life safety issues and therefore merit waiver of fair market value payments. Additionally, as Troy just mentioned, the vacated portion of South 19th Street does provide meter parking currently and the revenue that comes from that, and it is part of the city's overall parking management system that we use as a means for addressing parking demands in certain areas of the city. Thank you.
Are there cross-examination questions for Mr. Kidd from the UWT petitioners?
Would it be possible for us to have the fair market value stated?
You can ask Mr. Kidd if he knows what that is. If he doesn't, maybe we can get Mr. Stevens to chime in, even though it's not really his turn to mine. But
I do not know what the fair market value is, so I would defer to Mr. Stevens if he might know.
I do happen to know what the fair market value currently is for South 19th Street. It's
$733,526. Say that one more time.
$733,526.
And that's the city determination. There hasn't been any appraisal.
There's no formal appraisal. It's based on Pierce County assessed value with the land only, and it comes out at $91 a square foot.
Any additional questions for the rebuttal of the witness primary?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that brings us then to closing statements. Does the city wish to make a closing statement today?
Thank you for asking, Mr. Examiner, but I'll pass.
Since you're passing, just let me make sure that I've got everything clear from the city. So the city is at the staff level advancing the position that the petition for vacation does meet the requirements, and therefore staff is not opposing the vacation going forward, but is opposed to the waiver request.
That is correct, Mr. Examiner.
Right.
That is correct.
Okay. Does the petitioner wish to make a closing statement today?
Yes, we do.
Go ahead.
In conclusion, the University of Washington Tacoma believes that this proposed vacation of South 19th Street will meaningfully advance the safety, functionality, and public value of the campus and the surrounding neighborhood. It addresses a known safety hazard, enables significant pedestrian and aesthetic improvements, and activates public space that is intended and intentionally being set up to serve the broader downtown Tacoma community. And the transportation analysis confirms there is no negative impact to traffic operations, emergency access, or public circulation, and the planning framework strongly supports this direction. We appreciate your time and attention today, and we respectfully ask for your approval of the South 19th Street vacation and your favorable consideration and recommendation of the associated fee waiver. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for the presentations. Again, as I mentioned this morning, I am not the approver, I am the recommender. I don't know. That is a really steep section of the street, but if steep streets are a safety hazard, most of downtown Tacoma is a safety hazard. When I first moved to Tacoma, it was to go to law school over 30 years ago, and I had a Toyota truck that was a manual transmission. Man, I hated those hills, trying to time it just right. I got really good with the emergency brake, where I'd hold place with the emergency brake and then be able to slip the clutch and go without all that. Both of my cars now have hill hold or whatever it's called now, and they're not even manual transmissions, but they automatically hold your place on a hill anyway. Advancement is nice. Well, again, like I said this morning, I take all the testimony, exhibits, everything under advisement and work on a written recommendation that will include findings of facts and conclusions of law that will be advanced on to the council. I will probably try something maybe a little extra this time to get the council's attention on the waiver issue, so that they consider that sufficiently. I think a lot of times maybe they put too much trust in my recommendations, and they kind of, like I said, they're usually on the consent agenda, they're not pulled off for discussion or anything like that, but the waivers, I think, in this instance might require a little bit more reflection than the usual street vacation does. So I guess we'll see how that goes. Like I said, recommendation once it's issued will be forwarded to the parties, forwarded on to council, and it'll be scheduled for council to hear in one of their regular Tuesday night meetings. That is all I have. Unless there's anything else from the parties today, we can go ahead and we'll be off the record. Anything from the city?
Nothing from the city, Mr. Examiner.
All right, I presume you'll give me those corrected pages
as soon as possible.
At least by close of business tomorrow?
Yes.
All right, so I'll leave the record open beyond that. Record will close once they're submitted, so if you submit them today, then I'll close the record. Anything additional from the petitioners?
Nothing additional from the petitioners.
All right, well, thank you for your presentations today, keep an eye on your email inboxes for the issuance of the recommendation here sometime in the next 2 weeks. Thank you, and have a good afternoon.
You too.
Thank you.